Good morning and God bless everyone in the name of Jesus Christ. It's 6:23 in the morning, June 11th, 2026, and I'm at work and I'm just doing my thing with work. I woke up at 5 this morning. I've been disciplining my life to get up about an hour before I work and just put God first with speaking in tongues, thinking about him, thinking about the day, what he would like for me to do. And the thing that's on my heart this morning is just putting God in his proper place in my heart and honoring him. And, we honor the Lord. The scripture says we honor the Lord with the first fruits and the, of our substance, first fruits of all our increase and all that. And we do that financially. We know that. But I just thought this morning that there really are many ways that we honor God, and we do honor God by making sure that he has proper place in our hearts. And that's the thing that really hit my heart this morning. And I thought to myself, well, how do I honor God in my heart? How do I trust him with all my heart and put him in a proper perspective? Well, God works in us to will and to do of his good pleasure, first of all. And he has things, works that we can do, many different types of works. And those works for us are speaking in tongues, connecting with God, and then connecting with our minister or ministers. We are praying for the laborers. We are speaking God's words, speaking by the Spirit, and we're walking by the Spirit. We're living unto God, walking by faith and not by sight. So we do these things, and that's the way that we honor God in every action that we do like that, and these five things, that is honoring God as well. And putting God first in your heart and staying focused, that is honoring God. And let nothing else be before him. The Old Testament law, I don't know if it's the first commandment, but it's right there at the top of the top 10 to have no other gods before God. That thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. So what are we serving in our lives? Are we serving stupid things like Facebook or the TV, or are we serving God in our thoughts? Are we serving him with our whole hearts? Are we being thankful for the things that we have? Are we dwelling on the things that God has done for us? And remembering to cherish the Holy Spirit that he's given us, the wonderful gifts that he's given us, the grace, the mercy, the peace, the fruit of the Spirit, which he make sure is manifest in our lives and in our hearts as we put him first and give him proper place in our hearts. So those are the things that I'm really just thinking about today, and I just wanted to share this really quickly and just encourage everyone to not be distracted by the things that would take God out of being first place in your life and in your heart, because he is deserving of being number one. And he is the Alpha and the Omega. He is our everything. He is our life. And to be spiritually minded is to be God-minded, and that's life and peace. So that's my encouragement today. So God bless you. I love you. You are the best.